p.m.
Oh, start again.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening. Call the meeting to order at 6:33 p.m. Thanks everybody for coming. We have the minutes from the March 15th meeting that were just passed around. Any questions on those or discussion?
So I'll make a motion to approve the March 15th minutes.
Oh yeah, so with that,
First motion by
Chris.
Chris?
Yes.
Second?
Yes. Ivan.
Ivan.
Yeah.
Approved. Motion carries.
Oh, you gotta take a vote.
Oh, sorry.
Take a vote. Yeah.
Stacy?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Then you vote.
Aye. Motion carries.
There we go. All right. All right, cool. And so, all right, so then we just have, so just introduce like the farm right.
Yeah, all right, we have, so the third on the agenda, we have the farm right plan review. They're requesting a new building intended to construct that this spring.
I'll just take it over. All right, so overview for tonight. So this is the farm right plan review. They came before us several months ago, and so this was an interesting project just because what differed here was that there was going to be a public-private partnership kind of between the city and farm right, just having to do with the regional stormwater pond. So if you guys remember, they came a while ago, and that was kind of like the big holdup of like, once we figured out where the pond was going to go and then some of the other details kind of about the building, then they'd come back and we'd be able to vote on it. So I'm just going to give the overview and then kind of go through the staff comments. So farm right is requesting a plan review of a new building they intend to construct this spring. They intend to demolish the existing buildings and replace them with new construction. I think one of the buildings you guys are going to move on the site, right?
Not anymore.
Okay.
It's getting hauled off site.
All right. So then this
Quonset just to the left of the main building there.
All right. Yep. So this property is zoned I-1, located at 1515 Litchfield Avenue Southwest. They are working with the city on a joint stormwater project in conjunction with this project. And I think part of this was that it wasn't just going to be like stormwater retention for their site. It's going to be a regional pond. So on the site plan that internally that we've seen, I mean, it's the pond takes up pretty much the entire like south part of this. I mean, it's a regional pond, not just their stormwater. So, all right. So then staff comments. So Wilmer Police Department has no areas of concern. WMU, they're electrical, they have no comments to add. Water, they're reviewed and have these question comments. And so all the comments have been shared with the applicant and they've been addressed. So they're assuming an 8-inch water line will be for fire protection. Domestic service will be tapped off the 8-inch water line. Minnesota DOT require a permit to excavate within the right-of-way. There needs to be a review on the water use required for the updated property and the sizing of the aperturances. Interesting. Big word, Alan. This should be coordinated at the same time as the proposed changes of the electrical utility service are discussed with WMU. The planning for water service removal and permitting needs to be as early in this process as possible through the city permitting process. The existing service line will need to be removed out of the main and is the responsibility of the owner developer. WMU requires to have all connections removed and capped at the tapped site. WMU will need to inspect the excavation for both the removal of the old service and install of the new service with scheduling coordinated with the water department 48 hours prior to start. Pressure testing and flushing will be coordinated with WMU water department and a bacteria test completed and passed from a certified laboratory at the owner developer's cost. So then engineering, just really their letter. And so then their points. The applicant shall obtain all necessary permits associated with the project, including but not limited to MnDOT work within right-of-way permit, NPDES construction for stormwater permit. Copy of the approved permit shall be submitted prior to construction. A legend or notes describing all existing and proposed surface materials shall be included on the plan sheets. In addition, sheet C501 identifies erosion control measures. However, existing and proposed surfacing materials are omitted. The applicant should consider the potential for a drainage complication should the swale along the north side of the proposed building not be maintained. The applicant shall obtain a Department of Labor and Industry permit prior to construction. Cleanout spacing shall not exceed 75 feet. 12 AWG tracer wire coated green shall be installed on the sanitary sewer piping in accordance with mineral water standards. 12 AWG tracer wire coated blue shall be installed on water main service piping in accordance with the mineral water standards. The applicant shall identify the proposed domestic service and associated components on the utility plan, and the applicant and or their contractor shall be responsible for the hydrostatic and bacteria testing the proposed water services. Testing shall be coordinated with the City of Wilmer Municipal Utilities Department, and the proposed wet sedimentation basin shall include forebay, and the applicant shall execute a stormwater maintenance agreement for the proposed wet sedimentation basin. So those are the staff as far as like WMU's conditions and the engineering's conditions for approval. And then staff recommendation. So staff recommends for the approval of the plan review for Farm Right for the following reasons. The property zoned I-1, lot minimum of 20,000 square feet is met. The building's bigger than that. So the necessary setbacks on all sides are met. You guys see that in the site plan provided. And then open space 20%. So that's also met. One through putting in the regional pond, but also just with the sheer size of the site. And so that was kind of one of the things I think was the landscaping. I mean, there's not a lot of green space since it's kind of in the industrial park and maintain gravel essentially. But with them working with the city, putting together a joint regional pond, we didn't really see the need to kind of also force that since we are, like I said, massive chunk of land here going to be a regional pond. So sorry we omitted that one, but building lot coverage is 10%, complies with the 50% maximum. Wholesales is an approved use with the plan review. Required parking spaces is 40. And so, as you guys see, the note here is staff intends to change the parking minimum. If the change is not approved, Farm Right will need a variance to underbuild parking. But like I said, that is coming, like expeditiously coming, just because it's building parking of this magnitude is a barrier to investment. So. With that, I guess I'll turn it over to you if you have anything you'd like to say or add.
No, not a lot, I guess. The engineer's notes here, they've been addressed in the newest drawings. So we just got those back yesterday or Monday, I think it was. And so I may have sent them to you, Justice. I'm not sure if you did yet or not. But either way, I figured you guys wouldn't have time to review it in short notice. But they have already been addressed. So, yeah, I think that's kind of it.
Okay. All right, so then turn over to the table. Questions or comments from any of the commissioners?
So help me out here with this. The pond, that pond is going to be a regional pond.
Yeah, regional stormwater pond.
But who owns that land?
So it's going to be Farm Right's land, but essentially... the deal is just that once their stormwater, they're not going to have to address it because the city's going to address it.
Okay.
And so it's essentially kind of take what you need to make it work deal. So essentially
there's no replat needed.
No. So we addressed that on the front end, like the issues of a replat. And so it's, all they're going to have to do is rewrite the easements on it. So those will be written onto the plat.
Okay.
Yep. And so, that was a question we addressed early on.
And in the meantime, the coordination between the city and the owners of Farm Right is still ongoing as far as how big that pond needs to be. We just engineered the pond to fit the site's needs right now. So if, say, the city never works out a deal with the owner, which they are going to, but we're already accounting for the stormwater that's there. So essentially, worst case scenario, nothing ever happens between the city and them. All the stormwater from that site is already taken care of, but the plan is to have it be a regional pond. So that's just in the process.
So for my basic understanding, the city's going to construct the pond.
Yep.
And Farm Right will get to use it.
Yep.
Yep.
As their stormwater. Mm-hmm. And the city will get to use it as regional stormwater.
Yep.
Correct. Yep.
And so that is still being negotiated between the city.
Yeah.
Yep. Because, you know, right now that trot service road is underwater, usually all spring. Doesn't get used. And I don't know if it really, even if it wasn't underwater, gets used a lot, but it's just a lot of water in that area, mm-hmm. and it makes a lot of sense to get a pond in there. Mm-hmm. It'll address, I mean, I don't remember what he said, Justice, how far over it'll take, but it'll take water from...
Yeah, it's like this, it's,
you know,
like this,
I can't remember
whole,
where that break is, but it kind of takes
like
that whole area down
yeah.
there.
Yeah. So... And so, yeah, that was something that it was kind of like a mutual conversation. The city approached them like, hey, like, you know, if we ever get a chance to talk about it, we'd like to kind of work out a deal. And he was like, oh, that's awesome, because I'm going to redo the building. And so when I redo this, like, it'd be nice if we can kind of dovetail all of this. And so that's how it's worked out so far. But that was the delay on the front end of figuring out how big the pond needed to be. So,
is it going to be detention or retention?
Yeah,
is water always going to be there?
Yeah, it won't be a drainage pond. It'll be a retention pond.
Okay.
So yeah, it just with the low ground and the type of soils, it can't be a drainage pond. It'll have to be a retention pond. So there may need to be fencing around it. There may not be. It depends on how deep it gets. But that's something that I know Jared's working on currently.
Any other questions? Comments?
Are all the entrances staying the same as they are now? Off of Trot and off of Highway 12 there?
Yeah, they're not relocating them.
So in previous reviews, I recall seeing a staff comment from the fire department.
Yeah.
I see one here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for this one, it was just omitted. But yeah, Frank's comments were better. That's fine. So that was just that was an oversight on our part.
All right, do we have a motion to approve the plan review?
I'll make that motion, sure.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then you
and
just...
Then, vote, Stacey?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Cool. All right, thanks. And so I guess I'll be in contact tomorrow, just kind of about the, because I know you guys are still working on the construction documents.
We are.
Yeah, and so then once we get the construction documents, we should be.
Yeah, we'll have April 28th, I believe we'll have everything completed. So.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. So thank you. Thanks very much.
Yep.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
All right, next on the agenda, we have the zoning text and map amendment.
Yeah, and so this one is preliminary. This is really just kind of letting you guys know. So this one came up just so a while back. I brought up that there's a business on Second Street that would like to build out, or a business on First Street that would like to expand and kind of get parking through to Second Street. And so it's this area here, probably the most egregious spot zoning in the city. But this is what would be rezoned. And so the thought process behind this is that in 2020 or 2021, there's an amendment to the general business district, which is these red and black dots here, that through a conditional use permit, you can have housing, period. Like you can build multifamily housing. So that's really all this allows. Like, there's no difference here in uses or anything. I mean, So it really just should have been cleaned up when that was made. There are multiple things that should have happened, but only one of those things did happen. And so the amendment was made, but like it never cleaned this up. And so the process would have been wonky. It would have been like, oh, well, you should rezone this and kind of expand this rezoning. That makes no sense. And so we just felt that first things first, that we should just rezone this and all of this in its entirety. Doesn't change anything for the existing businesses. I've had phone calls from several of the businesses over there asking if it's going to change anything. It does not. And even for the housing over there, if they wanted to expand, like I said, same thing. You can build housing there through an amendment, so that's not a big deal. And so this is what that city-initiated rezone is going to be addressing. All of this will now be general business if, you know, it gets approved. This should also probably be changed on the map. This is a school, not a mall. So, yeah, so any questions kind of regarding that, or if that makes sense?
And that's the middle school, the big red block there, basically?
Yeah, it's the middle school. Shouldn't be that. Shouldn't be general business. Yeah. That didn't make any sense. So, as you guys can see, I mean, there's these two big apartment complexes right here. Apartment complexes. This doesn't change that use for any of them. Still allowed. So if they needed to remodel, if they needed to expand or anything, they could do it. And so that's the big thing. We wouldn't be creating existing nonconformities either. All of these things would be conforming. It's just like these parts up here. But once again, density in this area wouldn't be a bad thing either. So
those four current single family residents could stay.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Yeah. So I mean, none of this. Like in bigger cities, how they zone things out of existence and they give you like a day where you have to come into conformance. That's not what this is. So, but it would just be the opportunity for somebody, you know, if they wanted to buy those and put up like a apartment complex, they could. So, or some apartment buildings, they could. But, yeah. So.
Can you turn the zoning layering back on, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is Calvary zone there?
Oh yeah, it looks like it's zoned R2. That's odd too. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like our zoning is very letter of the law, which doesn't really make sense. In other cities, parks, schools, and things like that are allowed in residential zoning just because, I mean, it makes sense. But for ours, like for some reason, we have like additional ones, so I don't know. But you just need like certain permits. But a lot of these things should be by right. Is kind of where I'm at on some of this, like churches and parks and things. Like they don't need separate designations.
So what's the proposed change?
So the proposed change would be to turn all of this into general business, and it's just because like this is. I mean, they're essentially as they function now are the same, except this could be commercial. But I mean, like I said, I mean this kind of already exists all along this street, because a lot of the businesses on First Street have bought residential lots to expand their parking because our parking minimums are so onerous. And so, but this guy, the person that's expanding, his is more so for functionality of his business. He wants to expand his business, and then semi-truckloads he'd be getting once a month to bring through. And so they still have to subdivide and do all this other stuff. But this would just be the first part of the process. It just didn't make sense to force them to rezone to something that the city was eventually going to change anyway. So I just didn't want to expand upon a zoning that didn't make any sense. I guess this is a complete island. It's like, why? Why does this exist?
Right, so the yellow is residential? Is that what that is? I can't see it.
Yeah. So this, all this is residential. The
yellow,
like
yellow with the black dots.
Yo, yeah, no. So this is all R4. And so that's like the second highest density we have. But once again, in the general business, if someone came in and was like, I want to put, I don't know, like with the Keepers Project, I mean, it's like 108 projects just by PetSmart. Mm-hmm. It's general business. So, like the density, it's near not even curtailed there. I mean, you can build whatever you want.
You can build residential in general business.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is now, you can't build general business in that high density residential.
Yeah, no, and so that's why like they buy these lots, yeah, and like rezone them. It's like it just doesn't make sense. It's weird.
It is kind of an outlier.
Yeah. No, And that's kind of how, like, a lot of our R4s are. I mean, like, I think the only real zone where there's, like, predominant R4 going on is out here. So, yeah. So, I mean, this one's, like I said, I mean, it's boxed in by all this other stuff. But, and so rezoning it doesn't really change the uses on it. It really just kind of allows what's already happening on the street to just kind of keep happening.
It allows, if I'm understanding, it allows that if somebody wanted to use one of those as general business, they don't have to go through the hoops of getting a conditional use permit.
Yep. And so all these rezones and all this other stuff. So it really just kind of streamlines the process for business owners in that area. And also, like I said, I mean, like, if anyone was looking at the density or anything over here, or making any expansions, so you would be curtailed normally if, because you can't expand a nonconformity, but like I said, in general business, you can build housing. It's allowed. So it's not restricting the current owners at all.
So then what do you mean from us?
Oh, so this is just the preliminary one. Okay. Yeah. So then I think next week is the hearing that we'll have, like, the public hearing to actually bring people out. I don't know if anyone actually show up. I've gotten several calls about it, but I think they were just making sure that it didn't really negatively impact them, and it doesn't. So, all right, so there's that one, and then there's the changing of the general business to GB2. And so that's one that we still need to set the hearing for, but that's where you guys have the map. And so essentially, that's everything south of Wilmer Avenue. We would be turning into, like, more intense retail, where we'd be going large footprint, big box retail with expansive parking lots, kind of all of that. And not under any illusion that none of this is ever going to be built at pedestrian scale. Maybe how we would prefer north of town, north of Wilmer Avenue, up here. So it's really just a footprint for large box retail. It's kind of where we're at. And so the uses, restaurants, shopping, all of that, you know, just pretty straightforward. Breweries, distilleries, etc., all possible.
Did you say south of Wilmer Avenue?
Yep. Okay. So south of Wilmer Avenue, just kind of like where the mall starts, Walgreens, you know, Target, everything down there. I mean, okay. That's the footprint of everything that's already there. Okay. The big thing would be, like I said, kind of going north of Wilmer Avenue. I think that's when we'll start looking down at, like, choking down, like, the square footage, footprint, setbacks, everything like that. So, once again, just kind of preliminary, just kind of letting you guys kind of mull it over.
Thanks.
Yeah, and then the final one, looking at amending the parking minimums. And so we would be reducing them entirely. So they'd be zero, but we would still maintain the authority to request similar traffic. Like, we need to know your expected traffic flow, the expected number of employees you're going to have on shift at a time, and then from there kind of require, okay, well, we think you need this many parking spaces. It wouldn't be like, well, I'm going to build a Target and I'm not going to build any parking. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't fly. So, you know, we're always going to maintain the ability to require parking.
So you're going to set the minimum requirement parking
case by case, essentially. Okay. Instead of, like, how FarmRight is technically required to build 40 parking spaces. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for them, they don't even want to build 8 parking spaces. They don't need them. And also, out there, I mean, they're driving around heavy machinery. They're going to break them. They're just going to destroy the parking lot. And so it's a useless cost for them. And then also, I mean, like, the subway. They have 37 parking spaces. Why? Yeah. So, it'd be different if that stuff was free, but so not free. So yeah, those are, like, some of the map amendments and the text amendments that we're kind of thinking about. But yeah, any questions kind of regarding any of those? All right. So I guess the miscellany, I guess, like, I should have added this, like, the, so I'll give you guys an update on the B ordinance, but I guess first I want to talk about the reason Doug's here. So there's a proposed, I guess, how do you want to introduce this?
Well, there's a proposed nightclub. They're looking at purchasing the Fortman building on Lakeland Drive.
which at one time, I don't know if you're familiar with Walmart, it was a skating rink at one time, and now it's occupied by just several tenants. Jenny O has some storage in there. Probably more familiar with Giovanni's Pizza. Giovanni's Pizza is in that building, and she's got it up there now. People are proposing pictures and stuff.
Not really necessary. It's just kind of like the floor plan.
So, what they want to do is it would be a nightclub. It would only be open Friday and Saturday night, and it would be from 8 o'clock until 1 a.m. And so they would be using the general body of the building itself, the stuff that's all white there. There are adequate exits now in the building. The building is sprinkled. It meets the use and general business. I think it's general business, and but they have to make several improvements to it. That area to the west where you see some trailers and looks like that will become parking, and they will upgrade that area to crushed concrete or a better gravel surface, and the occupancy would be probably 100 to 200 per night, something like that.
So this is just preliminary. I think just kind of generally speaking, from a lot of like the technical standpoints, turnkey, I think like there are just like some, there are concerns from staff about uses in the past, issues they've had in the past, just with complaints from residents, noise complaints, fights, etc. And so I think those are things that we'll seek assurances on the front end before we come forth with a recommendation. But
what are the surrounding businesses or properties that are close to it, and to what proximity are they?
It's kind of, so there's the car dealership here. This is kind of like Tawisha's kind of like business complex over here, and then this is Independence Place. This is housing, and then this is possibly where the tiny homes could go. And then it's all like residential here, pretty much. And then there's like a smattering of business, and then 15th Street flat. So more multifamily housing kind of down here.
Help me to locate exactly where is that. Is that close to the YMCA, like one, two blocks from the YMCA?
Yeah.
South of the YMCA.
Yep, the Y is right there. Lakeland's right across.
Yeah, so this is, so this is the Y right here.
Okay.
Just keep going down the street, and bam.
So there's a dealership in front. There's a car shop in front of that place.
No, that's across the street. That you can see this from the highway.
Okay.
Like, you can see the car, but like it's Giovanni's.
Okay.
And so it's like just right here on the corner where the village used to be. But yeah.
Isn't it still there?
I don't think so. They're still there anymore. Like they were trying to move for a while.
Okay.
So could they do that without anything being changed? Since there's already been a nightclub there.
Yeah, so another one has to be changed. I mean, it's just, there's already three-phase power, there's already adequate water. I mean, usually the biggest thing on, like, buildings is if it needs to be sprinkled, and it's not, so that's a pretty expensive upgrade. But, I mean, all of that's already there. So, as I said, I think the concerns are about mitigating issues from the past to kind of make sure there aren't issues going forward.
So it's currently closed right now?
No, it's occupied.
What was the reason why they closed the nightclub that was on it?
I can tell you. I mean, I guess Pep, who used to own it?
Well, yeah, Pep used to rented it, and I don't know how long he ran it, but he did some minor upgrades and things like that, but I don't think he was open for 2 years, maybe, something like that.
That was just on the north side, right?
Yeah,
Geo's has always been on that south side.
Yeah.
And they're intending on doing the whole building as a nightclub? Or... Yeah.
The south side, they probably wouldn't. What they're looking to do is do kind of a nightclub and then have some
weekend events, things, some family events and things like that. So that would create the space there. They will be developing that south end a little bit slower, probably. So the north end would be where they, because that's really where all the plumbing is. That's where the restrooms are. And so that's the area that they would develop to begin with as far as their nightclub is concerned. The nightclub would have, you know, a dance floor, and it would be probably about, the first half of that is about 5,600 square feet. They'd probably expand that to about 7,000 square feet. And then the back 3,000 square feet would be later and developed into...
When you say back towards the south?
Towards the south, yeah.
So if there was an imaginary line through that building, the first 5,000 square feet from the top down here.
Yeah, if you put a line right straight through the middle of the building,
yep.
Each area there is 5,600 square feet.
Okay.
And so if you took the south half and cut that in half, now and turned that all into the north half, that's probably about where the nightclub and dance floor would be, and they'll have some music and things like that. So.
And you said it's already sprinkled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Already sprinkled.
That's huge.
Yeah, all of the concerns with it are more related to mitigating past issues, not anything really technical related. And I think
if you talk about putting a nightclub there, people's ears are going to perk up.
Yeah. So, and I think the biggest thing is probably going to be, that side is like the parking lot. The condition of the parking lot was a concern for access for emergency vehicles. Mm-hmm. So it'll definitely have to be paved. But, yeah.
If you think it would be gravelled? If it were...
Yeah, so still way. Haven't gotten like feedback from the engineer yet, but once we do...
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And the it will be all video. You know, there'll be security cameras everywhere. And more extreme lighting and motion protected lighting as well. So.
There's no one living close by, right?
Well, Independence Place is probably the closest.
And there's a house on the corner there.
This right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Independent Living is right there. Mm-hmm. Service Master is across the street there to the south and south. Service Master. And further south is Pizza Ranch, and then 15th Avenue Flats is.
Yeah, right, all this is like housing. So if we turn this on.
Dana Heights is down in that territory.
Yeah, so.
So would they be leasing or are they going to buy it?
They're going to buy it.
Buy it.
If things work out with you guys.
Any other questions?
What is the size of the parking?
Oh, like what would be required?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we haven't even done like the calculations for it yet. This is all just preliminary. That way you guys can kind of be aware of it, and then that way like next week we don't show up and it's like you need to approve this. So
the parking would be approximately 125 by 185 feet. So that would it probably looks something like this. It's pretty much a rough draft, but the parking would be in here.
Like for how many cars?
I think it would probably handle. Well, this is 20 cars here, so if you drafted probably 10, 20, 30, 40, probably 40 or 50 cars.
And then they would have this parking here as well. There's a curb cut here, curb cut there, and a curb cut there.
And those curb cuts are existing, right?
Yes. This one's, these are tarred, of course, and curb. And this, is it, I'm not sure if this has a curb or not, but it's there, definitely. It's a roadway there.
So, just preliminary, we're still kind of working things out. Then we'll get staff recommendations, kind of put those together, like y'all know.
So, in the future, what would you need from us?
Oh, so once this comes back, then it'll be actionable, and then y'all, then, like, we'll need to vote on it. But, yeah. Any questions?
So, what stops them from just putting it there now, since there was one there?
No,
like the action that's needed for it.
Yeah. So right now it'd be changing uses. Mm-hmm. And so like since it's a change of use, like it has to come back. And so I mean we've had things where like they're almost like similar uses, like with the New York Euro. But they were making like substantial upgrades. Like they were putting in Subway doesn't have like a hooded system in it. And so then what they were doing, they were putting a hooded system in it. And so like new level of not threat, but, you know, hazard. So.
All right, any other discussion, comments?
Cool. Thanks, Doug.
All right. Thanks. Thank you both.
Yeah, so then, fee ordinance. So, it's just kind of the cost of everything of, like, getting an amendment and everything. Like, we met with her. I think she's. I'm gonna reach out to some. So I guess like for her, just like the cost of the ordinance. She's thinking about getting like a GoFundMe together, to like change it. And she's like, oh, well, like some of this like is just kind of cost prohibitive. So yeah. So that's where that's at. And so the bee and the chicken ordinance would go concurrently. So that's where that's at. We'll see. May show up sometime this summer.
So there is a fee for the ordinance?
Yeah,
the permit?
Yeah, so text amendments cost $400. Like, if you want to change something in the city, or just to have the option to change something in the city, it costs $400 to be heard, and you can be told no. And so for her, she was like, I don't know. I thought, like, it'd be one thing to pay for it, and it's, like, guaranteed. And I was like, no, not how this works.
So
several bodies
the cost prohibitive piece is the $400 to make the amendment.
And then also, so there was also costs associated with like what the permit would cost, and then like what the training would cost. So I think like the training was like $175 for the U. And I was like, I think those are like legitimate things that you can bring up to the planning commission that I think they would just remove. Like if you like made that point, I got no problem removing that from the ordinance. But I mean, it's because I mean so. She would like the chickens and like the bee ordinance, right? Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't think the chicken one's going to be successful. So I think that one would be city initiated. And so if it's city initiated, that's essentially a discount. And so then like for the bee ordinance, which is the one that like she wants and could probably be successful, I was like, you'd actually have to pay for that one. So
it's just the fee to try to get I'm just trying to understand, to get the ordinance.
Yeah.
In front of the council.
Yeah.
Drafted in front of the city council.
Mm-hmm.
So. They can still vote you down.
Yep. I mean, y'all could vote it down. Y'all could say no. I mean, there's several bodies that could say no. It's impactful. Like, I mean, once it goes in, I mean, then, like, anybody in town could own beans if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Unless you live next to someone who has a bee allergy. Then you couldn't.
Or a daycare.
Yeah.
Or school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Park. Yeah. So.
And then even still, there would be a fee for the permit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that the $175?
No. I think we had to come up with a price. I think you probably set at like 50 or something.
Okay. What was the $175 you mentioned?
So I think it was in there of like having like bee training from the U. Bee training from the U was like $175.
Okay.
Which I had no idea about.
I mean, that's bee.
adjusted to be in the accredited? Does it have to be the U, I guess?
Man, I don't know, man. People start whole careers on YouTube now, so like, I don't know.
ChatGPT is my friend.
Yeah.
Is it your friend or your...
My coworker.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you guys updated about that. So then we have a new commissioner, John Christensen. Thank you very much for joining. Definitely need of planning commissioners.
That's good.
Got to be a busy summer. I guess I just want to introduce yourself. Or?
John Christensen, 39 years old, lived in Wilmer my whole life. Been designing houses and constructing houses for 20 years with Christensen Brothers Construction. Also own a couple restaurants, so I do the bookkeeping from that and cook once in a while. And I just like, I mean, this is kind of what I do with the designing houses and staking stuff and developing land. And just thought, well, give it a shot. And look forward to it.
Welcome. Happy to have you. Happy to have you. You guys got any other questions for me? So I know this is kind of like an odd week. So me and Gamery were out of town last week. Gamery is sick today. We moved the meeting from the 5th to today. And so we still have like the original meeting on the 19th. And so you guys get an agenda, if not tomorrow, probably Friday. I want to kind of get everything figured out. And I think the things that'll be on it will be the public hearing for the rezone. And then we can kind of get everything squared away for the nightclub, then that too probably. But that's it. So a lot of just kind of text amendment stuff. But I would say probably I'd expect like a pretty busy summer. Getting a lot of calls about how do I do this thing, and they're not difficult, but people want to build stuff.
So what do you think that the city's position would be, the concern about the nightclub?
Oh, that's gonna cause some discussion, but they don't need their approval. So they can't. It's up to y'all. So it's not like a, can't even think of like what it was. It's not like a TIF thing or something like that. I mean, land use is like completely the planning commission's domain. So you can say no if you want. You can say yes. Can't do anything. So.
So when Peps was in there and it was a nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to have a hard time understanding is what's stopping that nightclub from just buying this and doing it, since that was already done there.
Change of use.
It's not a nightclub anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But
correct.
Part of it,
the north half was the nightclub, and now it's a children's museum. So when it went from nightclub to children's museum,
yeah,
they changed occupancy.
Okay.
Now to change from the children's museum back to a nightclub, it's a change in occupancy again.
Like a different type of business?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the building itself needs to meet different regulations.
So if there's like a different fire escape plan or like different hazards like present like within existing use, then those upgrades need to be made. And so like the sprinkler system, or if like let's say the ingress and egress is insufficient, they have to cut in bigger wall, like bigger doors, things like that. And so it's stuff like that that happens.
It will be interesting to hear WPD's comments on this.
Yeah. Do we have a, I don't know if you know,
yeah,
do we have an existing nightclub here in Wilmer?
Not a good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. I mean there's Diamantes, but I guess like that was, so I will say, I mean, that was the first time. I mean, normally Chief Elk doesn't really consent. He's pretty dissent. He's usually just kind of like,
mm-hmm,
all good. I think there could be some traffic concerns here. This was like the first time I got like a detailed dissent of like, I do not like this.
From the
PD.
This one specific?
Yeah. He was the only person that had anything, like any dissent. Everyone else, like I said, turnkey for everybody else, and he was like, nah.
Too much trouble?
Just in the past, I mean, like, you know.
It was a hot, the Wilmer police were there often. I'll say the word often, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
When was that?
Determined often. It's probably about 3-4 years ago at this point.
Something
probably
like
longer
that, yeah,
than that. Yeah.
So,
well, and I think is using the term nightclub correctly. If they're talking about doing it as an event center for family activities, renting it out for a wedding dance, holding your graduation there, that to me appears different to the public too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a nightclub, which is only open for drinking? That's all you're there for, is from 8 to 1 to drink and go home? Or is it, is there any kind of food service there? Or you know, what's really all included in it?
Yeah, so I think there will be food service. I think, it will double as an event center, but they do intend to be open every single weekend as a nightclub, and I think that's, like, the primary use.
Okay.
And so I think, like, that's...
It's a nightclub you can rent for events, not an event center you can use as a nightclub.
Yeah.
Is that a way to make the proposal more appealing?
No, no, I think this is, like, I mean, they're being honest.
Yeah.
They're being honest. Okay. So, I mean, like, is he could show up and say, no, this is just an event center that we might have some night events at. Mm-hmm. But no, introduce it as a nightclub. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, as the planning committee commissioners, what would be the foundation of our vote for or against that?
So, staff comments. So, like, whatever our recommendations are, or, I mean, like, whatever your sentiment is, or, like, whatever you're hearing from people.
Okay, that would be from the community.
From the community, from staff. Mm-hmm. So, like, the comments I read out, like, fire, WMU, police. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you're just like, I don't know, Chief Felt never dissents, that's enough for me, I'm out.
How long would we take to decide on that? Should we have to hear from the different stakeholders to say, okay, since we represent them, we want to know what their stand is on?
So technically, it's not like a public hearing, but I mean, any open, like, meeting essentially kind of functions as that. Mm-hmm. And so people will come and they'll talk. I imagine, like, if it does go out, I mean, that they're trying to build a nightclub, I think people will show up. So, I mean, like, you know, if enough people come out, and I guess, like, I do want to preface that. Just because people show up and say, I do not want such thing, that mm-hmm. is not a legitimate reason for somebody not to build something. I want to be very clear about that. Mm-hmm. Not a real reason. But concerns from the PD that I think this is a safety hazard, that's a real reason. So if you're found, like I said, if you were like, Chief Felt never dissents, he took time to dissent, I don't want to vote for this, that's enough. That's enough. So, and it's up to you. And like I said, council can veto things, but not, no. It's not like this has to be approved by them to ratify anything.
Thanks.
They can just appeal it to council if they want to. But yeah.
Would we hear from them too? Not the council, but the people that are going to buy it.
Yeah. They'll probably come to the next one to talk about it. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, representation. Like, that guy, he's not the guy that owned Farm, right? Yeah,
he's Marcus. Yeah.
He's Marcus. A lot of surveyors come by and talk. And I think, like, that was one of the things that old commissioners kind of wanted to get away from. They'd rather the owner come. That way questions can be answered. Because that works if you can answer all the questions. If you can't answer the questions, then it's like, why are you here? So, working through it.
How close can you have a nightclub to a school?
Ooh. I don't know if
the question?
How close can you have a nightclub to a school?
That's a good point, because
I don't know if Lakeland was there when Lakeland Peps was.
When no, it wasn't.
When that was a nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
Because you're only about a little over a block.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that we should probably figure out.
I know, it's a mom brain. It's always on.
And then you have to say, is there any, you know, school's not generally in session at 8 p.m., 8 to 1, that I know of.
Sporting events? It's
totally playing.
I'm just saying.
Or recitals, yeah.
Ray's not probably getting back from speech today until 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah. Right.
Kids are at CLCs in Brainerd. They're done at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
And they'll be back at the high school by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way,
I expect it to be
school tomorrow morning.
On time.
And my wife is timing, so she's with them.
Well, fun.
So she comes home at 3 and has to be at work in the morning.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going home tomorrow. I'll find some other place to get yelled at.
Anything else?
Oh, that was on the record.
Yeah.
We can dig it back once you do it.
Yeah.
Any other discussion, comments? Oh. All right.
I would submit a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
All right. Second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
All right.